Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. I got a special guest today. It's Uzi. Uzi can slip. Uzi's my little doggy. Uzi is not supposed to be in the studio, but I missed her because I was away from Memorial Day weekend, and my Uzi wanted to be on the show. So Uzi said, everybody, hi, Uzi. Oh, my God, Uzi. That's my Uzi. She good girl. She good girl. All right, so I hope you guys had a great Memorial Day weekend. Okay, Uzi, tush you down. Sorry, Uzi, tush, you have to go down. There we go. Oh, my gosh, good girl. She's going to knock over everything here. So, as we honored our troops and honored those who have sacrificed for our great nation, some of us did kind of hit the road. And I hit the road. I went to Sequoia National Park, and it was beautiful. I've never been. My husband backpacked a lot through the Sierra Nevadas. The Sierra Nevadas is this big, rocky, obviously, mountain range between California and Nevada. And it has some of the most amazing rivers, some of the most amazing waterfalls, trees. And sequoias, I guess a cousin in the redwood family, are some of the tallest trees ever. So we went to Sequoia National Park, and coming from Nevada, where it's like 90 degrees, it was chipper. It was like 40 degrees up there, and at night, 20 degrees. So it was really, really cool. And I'd rather be cold than hot. I don't understand why. I just do. I prefer it. So one tree they have there is the General Sherman. And the General Sherman is a very, very famous tree. It's, I think, one of the largest living trees right now in the United States. And that's Uzi walking around. Uzi Tushi! Oh, my gosh. You might not go PB Studio. And the General Sherman tree stands 275 feet tall. It's over 36 feet diameter at the base. And when we went, we knew Memorial Day weekend was going to be, you know, a zoo. So we got there really early as the park opened. And, well, I mean, the park's always existing, but in terms of buses and things like that. So we got a parking place. We took a bus. We went right to the tree. Not a difficult hike for those of you that have issues walking or hurting, you know, but it's a very easy hike. And it's a big tree. They got some big, big trees. Another thing I found fascinating that I got to remember from my botany days is there were a lot of sequoias where they had one trunk and then, they had a base and then two trunks. It's almost like twins. And they looked identical twins to me, so I thought that was pretty fascinating. But what was interesting, though, was a lot of the destruction. There was a lot of dead trees. There were trees that fell down, and so I took a lot of pictures on my Facebook. And I'll post them on Instagram and Twitter for those of you that don't follow me on Facebook. But I took some images of the rot that happened in these trees. But the beauty of the inside of these trees still remained. And there's bark beetles, there's insects. One of my friends reminded me, acid rain. And there was also fires. I think one of the fires in 2020 destroyed a third of the trees. I need to double check what, which, was it the complex fire? It wasn't the complex fire. It was the fire even before that in 2020 that I think affected a lot of the trees. And so, you know, I urge you guys to, if you can go and see it, do it. With the wildfire threats that we have and the dryness and the drought, if there was ever something you wanted to see, go and see it now. And California, you know, despite all the politics, has some of the most beautiful forests in the world, the redwoods. Apparently, I was in San Francisco a few years back, and I wanted to see the redwood forest north of San Francisco, and you couldn't get in if you didn't have a reservation. So these are things you need to plan out ahead. And I'm a little worried about the summer season. And so for those of you that want to see the sequoias, I mean, I'm assuming they're going to last because they've been around since the dinosaurs, we believe. But when I saw all these trees destroyed and black trees and bark, and, you know, it just made me wonder, you know, if if there's going to be a, I don't know, a planet reset or a forest reset. And I don't want any of you to lose out on not being able to see the beauty of these. Lots of things to do. There was a lodge, places to eat. But what was really nice about Sequoia National Park is there was potties. All right, and in California, there's rules where you have to have toilet paper and seat covers. Remember I told you guys that? That's what I really love about traveling to California, because there's always seat covers. I mean, unless they run out. And so the bathrooms were fully stocked. There was soap. I mean, so you didn't have to like go potty out by a tree. I can't go potty out by a tree. In fact, one of my Facebook friends said he went pee-pee on the General Sherman tree. I wouldn't really recommend that. It was decades ago, but there are bathrooms. Also, they have bus routes that can take you to the stops, which is really nice. And then the parking's difficult. People are parking all across the road. I do, though, recommend for those of you who suffer from motion sickness to get a little scopolamine patch. So we went with a friend of ours who was a little car sick, because when you drive up, you curve a lot. And I get car sick just sitting in the car anyway, just a little bit. And so I always wear a scopolamine patch when we drive, but when you put it post-auricular and you put it on 4 hours before your trip, it lasts 72 hours. You could change it out every 72 hours, and it really handles the motion sickness. Many people think motion sickness is just an issue with waves and boats and the Pacific Ocean or Atlantic Ocean. No, not necessarily. You could get motion sick just by driving, and you're going up an altitude pretty quickly, and you're going up a bunch of turns. So even though scopolamine isn't necessarily supposed to be an altitude sickness medication, it sure helped motion sickness, and it was great. So, you know, enjoy the trees. They say they're almost as old as the dinosaurs. I don't really know how old dinosaurs are, but they say some of these trees have been around for hundreds, if not thousands of years. In fact, one tree that was there was 200 BC, so it was there 200 years before Christ. That was the age of one of these trees, and you could believe it, because, you know, I guess when you cut the tree, and not that anybody should, the rings are each year, so you could very easily count them. But these trees could live for thousands of years. The redwoods take care of each other. They actually grow in little circles and fairy rings and family circles. Then they sprout roots. And I think I caught a picture of baby sequoias. I need to double check if those were baby sequoias. But there was a whole bunch of little baby sequoias that were all in a row. They looked like they were in school, you know. And I'm like, oh, what are you guys learning? You know? I'm learning everything now. But it was really cute. So definitely check out Sequoia National Park. I loved it. It was a fantastic trip. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I told you 2022 is not going to be without its drama. A lot of drama. Sadly, the Uvalde school shooting that murdered 19 children and 2 teachers has left a lot of questions unanswered. I still don't know what the exact weapon was. We heard it was an AR-15 style weapon. If any of you know exactly what weapon it was, I'd like to know. I haven't received confirmation. I know he bought multiple guns on his birthday, or he was gifted them, but something like that sadly involved, from what we hear by witnesses an execution of the teacher where he said goodnight and shoots her in the head, you know, makes us want to know what weapons he had. On the flip side, crime is skyrocketing. Crime has gotten so bad that many non-gun owners have rushed to become first-time gun owners. And gun sales and ammo are skyrocketing. And they always do. You always get a huge spike in it whenever Congress talks about or an administration, you know, talks about gun reform and gun laws. But one thing that I think made people panic a little bit in America is what's going on in Canada right now. So in Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced a, quote, national freeze. Now, this could mean a few things. This is a bill that is supposed to halt the growth of personally owned handguns. And that's supposed to be enacted by this fall. Now, Canada already has a ban on 1,500 types of military-style firearms. And the Canadian government, we're being told, is also going to offer a mandatory buyback program that will begin at the end of 2022. Now, I still haven't gotten a lot of details on what this mandatory buyback, meaning if you have a gun, do you have to turn it in? Do you have to sell it? That's obviously very concerning. And I'm very mixed. I think I am with the majority of Americans who, A, want to have their Second Amendment rights protected, where they could protect their family, where they could have a, you know, have a weapon in their house. If they feel their children themselves are at risk, they could protect themselves. And home invasions have risen, you know, walking down the street, going to a subway. These are things that put people in harm's way, even though I don't believe in New York you could conceal carry or have a weapon, but or that easily. But I think the majority of Americans want to be able to protect their families. The majority of Americans also don't want guns in the hands of the wrong people. So we have gun laws. It sounds like there's tons of gun laws. It's just, are those gun laws necessarily being followed? Are evil people superseding the gun laws? I think we had another stabbing in the subway or another assault. You know, whether it's a gun, whether it's a knife, whether it's a fist, whether it's driving a car into a group of individuals. You know, there are people out there that want to kill. So I understand why there's this big push to not have AR-15s or machine guns or semi-automatic weapons in the hands of people. On the flip side, once they start to draw up certain legislation that can be very easily extrapolated or expanded to you not being able to protect your own house and your own, that's a problem. And, you know, people who argue about, you know, families owning guns, they say, well, the police is there to protect you. That's what the police is for. Well, we've been defunding the police. We've been spreading our police thin. If I feel like I need to call a police officer, God bless them, you know, I don't think they would be there within that split second when I need to protect my family. I told you guys, there was a home invader. There was somebody in my house, 2 a.m. I was working on my podcast because I had a studio at home. I felt somebody and I was like, no, no. And then the alarm went off. So I run across the deck because this was a bigger home we had when we were able to have a bigger home before the recession. Run across the deck into my husband's room. He was asleep. The dog was asleep. I had no time because he was in the house. The guy was in the house. So I go, there's someone in the house. I grab the shotgun, go over, and the way the house was built, which I really regret, is the kids' room was right in front of, when you go up the stairs, upstairs, the kids' room was first. And the master bedroom was in the back. So I stood in front of the kids' room. They were sharing a room at the time, and because they were young, and I stood in front of the stairs, and I could tell there was somebody there in the dark, and I told him to get the blank out, and then I cocked the weapon, and then I was ready to fire a warning shot, and I wanted him to know I had a gun, and he got out. Now, the time I could have taken to call 911, I mean, I did all that within 5 seconds. Which means he could have very easily, once he got into the house, gone up to my kids' rooms. Yes, I am always going to call 911. We did call 911. Called 911 immediately. But it took me being there to thwart, you know, some assault on my family. And I think the average American wants to be able to protect their family. There's people that have bats. There's people that have rackets. They have, but, you know, when if you're in a gunfight, you know, you need to be very comfortable with a weapon that could protect you or can neutralize your threat before they kill you. And it's, you know, for those of us who own guns, you know, I don't, you know, wield it and run around and, you know, go, yee-haw. I don't, you know, I mean, I'm using it strictly for defense. And I'm glad I have them. So in Canada, we're being told, this is by Daily Mail, that if the bill passes, the freeze on handguns is expected to come into force in the autumn. They say what spawned this was the killing of 19 children and two teachers at Uvalde. Canada banned the sale and use of some 1,500 models of assault weapons, like the AR-15, 2 years ago. Then, now they are now approaching the handguns. And like I said, we're not getting a lot of information. They say the new legislation called Bill C-21 proposes taking away the firearms licenses of those involved in acts of domestic violence or criminal harassment, such as stalking. Now, I understand that. I understand that there needs to be a huge vetting of who does have firearms. Somebody with a violent past, yes, I do believe there needs to be there does need to be protocols in place or vetting. The legislation proposes stricter sentences for gun smugglers and traffickers, right? And then they are going to require long gun magazines to be permanently altered so they can never hold more than 5 rounds. They are also going to ban the sale and transfer of large capacity magazines. So, you know, their rate of firearm homicides, they say, is 0.5 to 100,000 people, according to Daily Mail. That's a stark contrast to what we have in the U.S. of 4.12 per 100,000 people of homicides. And so Canada wants to, I think, be this barometer of gun safety and gun control laws. And that's very frightening for those of us who think, okay, wait a second, mandatory buyback, are they going to demand that any of us that have guns, because we all register our guns, any of us on the list are going to be approached and asked to give it back or asked to sell them back. And it's, you know, the one thing that I can understand in terms of people's psyche is the prep mode and the preparation. And we keep hearing that our country is going to be going into a civil war, that there is going to be mass crime, mass riots, mass on either side, and that we've seen that people can become violent. We know people can become violent, and we see that people will mess with just random people, not even provoked. We have mental health illness unchecked. We have people who just are sick in the heads that hide from regular society and only come out to do mayhem. So I am a firm believer that we need to, as families and law-abiding citizens, have guns to protect ourselves. How to get the guns out of the bad guys' hands is tricky, and that is going to take some very, very fancy legislative footwork. But because people in politics don't seem to do things right, I worry that the way they're going to write these laws, the way they're going to try to make change is going to be so general and so gray area that somebody at the snap of their fingers can say, you see, this is against the law, we're taking guns. And again, I'm not the most objective person about it because my family lost their weapons before they were taken off into Auschwitz or concentration camps. So, you know, when a government wants to take away your personal right to protect yourself, that's a bad sign. But then what do we do about people who shouldn't be getting these guns and killing individuals? There's got to be a better way. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A hepatitis A outbreak has possibly been caused by organic strawberries. The Food and Drug Administration, the Center for Disease Control, and two food and public health agencies in Canada are investigating an outbreak of hepatitis A across U.S. and Canada. The number of infections are potentially linked to fresh Campo and Hep organic strawberries, purchased between March 5th and April 25th. It was a chaotic holiday weekend for those traveling by air this Memorial Day. Roughly 6,000 global flights had been canceled since Friday, with hundreds more flights delayed. That's according to flight tracking website FlightAware. Some 1,640 flights were canceled on Sunday alone. Delta Airlines is heavily affected by the cancellations, with more than 500 domestic and international flights canceled on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. USA Radio News. Protesters, angry over a building collapse in southwestern Iran that killed at least 33 people, shouted down an emissary sent by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in which riot police clubbed down demonstrators and fired tear gas. The demonstration against Iran's government is response to the disaster a week ago. Pressure continues in Iran over rising food prices and a very stale economy. Let's get an update on the Mona Lisa attack by a crazed environmentalist over the weekend.
A man disguised as an old woman in a wheelchair threw a piece of cake at the glass protecting the Mona Lisa while shouting at people to think of planet Earth. Videos of Sunday's incident showed the man in a wig and lipstick arriving in a wheelchair. He was also seen throwing roses in the museum gallery. Paris officials say the 36-year-old man was detained after the incident and sent to a police psychiatric unit. An investigation into the damage of cultural artifacts has been opened. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So over the weekend, Michael asked, is taking Paxlovid even worth it for COVID? So a lot of you guys had COVID over the weekend. Probably didn't have a fun time. I think I had it. Well, I know I had it in January. And then I think I had something to that effect in April. So I didn't have it this month. Hallelujah. It seems like every few months we get something. And Paxlovid is the COVID medication made by Pfizer, and I don't know if it's Pfizer, BioNTech, or just Pfizer, but Paxlovid is made by Pfizer to combat COVID. And it's a fantastic mechanism, the protease inhibitor, in terms of preventing proteins being made. Protease is an enzyme to make proteins, to cleave something so that you make smaller proteins. It stops that process so the virus can't replicate. However, people are getting a rebound. And in fact, there's been discussions by public officials that it's not an inflammatory rebound, it's an actual full-on COVID rebound, and you may be contagious. They say, according to Dr. Michael Charnas of the Veterans Administration Medical Center in Boston, people who experience rebound are at risk of transmitting to other people, even though they're outside what people accept as the usual window for being able to transmit. So he and his colleagues collaborated with a team of researchers at Columbia University to look into cases of COVID-19 that return after Paxlovid treatment. He said they found at least two instances in which people have transmitted to others when their infection recurs. In one case, a 67-year-old man infected a six-month-old child after a half hour near the child. The man was 12 days past his first positive COVID test, had taken a five-day course of Paxlovid, felt better, didn't have any symptoms when he hung out with the baby, who was his grandson. 8 hours later, though, he began to feel ill again. The baby tested positive 3 days later, as did both of the parents. Neither the baby nor its parents had any other close contacts before they got sick. So they say that indicates you can transmit during rebound even before you develop symptoms. It's certainly conceivable, they say, that there are other people out there who don't have symptoms and still have a viral rebound. A second case included a 63-year-old man infecting two family members during 3 days of relapse after Paxlovid. So, you know, Paxlovid is supposed to have an 89 to 90% chance of keeping you out of the hospital and having severe COVID symptoms. It sounds like it's doing that. The problem is this rebound. And I told you guys back in January, I see it rebound, and nobody believed me. No, well, you guys did, but, you know, I wrote articles on it. I spoke about it. Nobody really talked about that. They go, no, no, it's just inflammation, just like long COVID. It's just inflammation. It's not active virus. Well, how do we know it's not active virus? So you get sick, you take Paxlovid. 2 weeks later, you feel sick again and could have COVID all over again. Either you're getting exposed to a second COVID or your COVID is hiding out in your body. So is the Paxlovid worth it? The Paxlovid is worth it if you're high risk and you think you're going to be one of those few that may end up in the hospital having severe COVID or dying from it. The less COVID in you, the better. Not being able to get Paxlovid, I tell people don't feel bad because there's, you know, there's a chance that, you know, your COVID might be mild anyway. Many of you have been vaccinated and boosted. You call up some of these telemedicine companies for, you know, to be seen as a patient, and you say it's not COVID, it's just a cold, it's just a spring cold. You know, it could be a spring cold. I don't know what the circulating non-coronavirus counts are, the adenovirus counts are, the rhinovirus counts are, but what we do believe is coronavirus, the SARS-CoV-2, competes with them and can outpace them when it comes to infecting somebody. So my guess is if you have any sort of a cold, just consider it COVID until proven otherwise. Talk to your medical provider about Paxlovid. Keep in mind that with Paxlovid, there's a lot of medications you can't take with it. Let me see if I could pull that up. Remember we talked about last week, like cholesterol medication, benzodiazepines like Xanax. I had a lady call in, you know, she wants to go on Paxlovid, but she takes Xanax. I'm like, I don't think you're allowed to do that. I think it's a contraindication. Let me see if I have the fact sheet for you guys. Sorry, these FDA fact sheets aren't the easiest. You know where I did? I think I have it right here. Sorry. You guys are so patient with me. Thank you. I have a draft because I'm working on this for you all. Amiodarone is a medication that you're not supposed to take with this. colchicine, I believe. That's a gout medication. Okay, here we go. So alpha-1 adrenoreceptor antagonists like aflozosin, some of you are on, analgesics like propoxyphene, anti-angional medications like ranolazine. Oh, a big one, people, is Viagra. If you take Viagra, sildenafil, you can't take Paxlovid. Antipsychotics, clozapin, lurasidone, pimozide, ergo derivatives for migraines, dihydroergotamine, ergotamine, and methyl ergonovine. I don't believe the triptans are contraindicated, but check with your doctor. The HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors like levosetin, simvastatin, there's your Zocor, Zocor, Lipitor, Crestor. Those are those cholesterol medications, the statins, Lipitor that you're on. The PDE5 inhibitors is sildenafil. They say it's contraindicated if you're using it for pulmonary arterial hypertension. But I looked up the drug interactions, and they said even with Viagra, there's a major drug interaction. So is it worth you taking or not? If you're high risk and there's a chance you're going to go to the hospital or die of COVID, I would say you should seriously consider it. But if you're on any of these other medications, it's a contraindication. Same thing with your renal dosing. If you have any sort of low creatinine clearance or renal insufficiency or kidney issues, you're going to have to be given a different dose. From what I understand, you cannot get these medicines on telemedicine. If you've had any reaction or serious reaction to antivirals, that could also be a contraindication. So you need to make sure you speak to your provider. So Paxlovid, as I told you last week, what's so significant about that Paxlovid headline of people having rebound 2 weeks later and being infectious means this virus doesn't die in 5 days or 7 days or 10 days. It means that this virus can live with you, or you're still susceptible to COVID since it's all over the place, that you could get a second new infection. That changes our thinking of Paxlovid. In the beginning, it's, well, just wear a mask or just isolate. If you just isolate, you're fine. And I'm like, you know, it also means that nobody's saying that if you received both your COVID vaccines, you received two boosters, you took Paxlovid, you could still be infecting other people 2 weeks later, which makes the mandates moot. There should be no vaccine mandate as a result of this science. Because that means you're kicking somebody out of a restaurant, out of a school, out of a workplace, saying, but you could spread it and these vaccinated people can't. Uh-uh. Vaccinated people who take Paxlovid, get exposed to COVID, looks like can spread it just like anybody else. So, and we've had studies saying the viral load was similar. So talk to your medical provider. If you're at high risk, I think it's a very good idea to take it. But keep in mind, not everybody can take it. There could be some serious side effects now. And we are seeing, you know, massive, you know, cases, and you know, hopefully most of them are mild, but a lot of people are complaining of fatigue, a really bad sore throat, headache, a lot of nasal congestion, cough, pain with coughing, feeling winded. We're getting a lot of those symptoms as well as body aches. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, guys.
guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer today. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And a big thanks to my little puppy Uzi's here in the studio with me. Yes. Okay. So the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, the jury is finally in deliberations. This is going to be the first full day, even though they started last, last Thursday or Friday. And it was one of the, I guess, more lighter news headlines, even though it was still very, very heavy in terms of sexual violence and destruction and the drama that their marriage had. It wasn't the lightest of stories, but people flocked to it because they didn't want to be looking at everything else, inflation, Ukraine war, etc. So it became very sensationalized. And sadly, it appeared to be a trial of a marriage that was very, very toxic, that was, you don't know how they stuck together for as long as they did. It seemed to be, wrapped with alcohol and drugs and personalities, and you look at this going, man, you guys are rich. Really? Did you have to have that miserable a time? I mean, look at people who are poor, and they don't seem to have the drama in their marriage like you all did. But drugs can add to that. Alcohol can add to that. And now we all get to see the life of a Hollywood couple, although I'm not assuming every Hollywood couple. I doubt Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell are like this. I doubt that Beyonce and Jay-Z have, similar issues. But we all fight, and some of our fights are not very colorful, and they're not ready to air on Disney. Although, boy, Disney's definitely choosing some more, darker subjects, so maybe. So people have asked, how does this work? If the jury loves Johnny Depp, and we are anticipating that the court of popular opinion is going to go in Johnny Depp's way. And Johnny Depp, as I said, disclaimer, I think he is a fantastic actor. I think he is wonderful. And I do have a problem with false accusations. I'm not saying Amber Heard is false, but if I had been asked to be on the jury and asked about, how I feel about Johnny Depp, I'm like, I'm a huge Johnny Depp fan. That is something that, might be very, very difficult for me not to keep in mind. It also might be very difficult, seeing stories of people getting completely vilified, when a story is false. But on the flip side, it is very hard to prove domestic abuse. It is very difficult. There are patterns. There's patterns of yelling. There's patterns of destruction of property. There's patterns of, curse words and name calling. And I have no idea where those bruises came from, if they came from him or not. It's sad that it now takes, a nation and a jury to try to figure out who hit who abused who. Johnny Depp's prosecution team said she was the abuser. The other side said, look, nobody's perfect, but she didn't defame him. All right? There were issues in their marriage. And it's a defamation suit. So even though you would think it would be a slam dunk, Johnny Depp's team had to prove that every single piece she said in her op-ed was a lie. If there was any truth, to what she said or felt about, her being a victim, whether it was a victim of destruction of property, a victim of verbal abuse and verbal assaults, even a victim of something physical, then he loses. And so the jury, it's very tricky. So how they set it up for the jury is they gave them a list of questions. And these questions help break it down. Both sides had to approve of these questions. So what they do is they go statement by statement. And so as to the statement Amber Heard made, I spoke up against sexual violence and faced our culture's wrath, that has to change. I spoke up against sexual violence. Okay. Do you find that Mr. Depp had proven all the elements of defamation? So if they feel that the statement was made or published by Ms. Heard, point in their favor. If the statement was about Mr. Depp, even though he wasn't named, if the statement was false. Now, if that one statement is, I spoke up against sexual violence and faced our culture's wrath, that has to change. if she felt the culture's wrath, that statement might not be false. The statement has a defamatory implication about Mr. Depp. They might say yes to that. The defamation implication was designed and intended by Mrs. Heard. Now, they tried to say she didn't write it. Somebody else did. Somebody else published it. So I don't think that's going to fly. But then they look at another scene, another statement. Then 2 years ago, I became a public figure representing domestic abuse, and I felt the full force of our culture's wrath for women who speak out. They look at that statement. Was that statement published by Ms. Heard? Was it about Mr. Depp? Was the statement false? Was it was there a defamatory implication? So they go through these different statements. Another one is, I had the rare vantage point of seeing in real time how institutions protect men accused of abuse. If you feel that's true. So you see, when they actually break this down, in order to say that she was defamatory, without saying his name, there has to be that implication. There has to be that, you know, did she feel being in a marriage where, you know, they were both yelling, they were both cussing, they were both drinking, they were both throwing things, did she feel she was abused? If the jury goes, well, I could see why she felt that way, then her op-ed would be considered, quote-unquote, a lie. Now, she said in the op-ed, I was raped 17 times, I was this, I was this, I was this. With specifics, those are much easier to disprove. But the more general she was, the more wiggle room her legal team has. Then she's countersuing. So Johnny Depp's team is suing her for $50 million. She's countersuing for $100 million. And so the statements made about her in April 8th, 2020 online edition of the Daily Mail said Amber Heard and her friends in the media use fake sexual violence allegations as a sword and shield depending on their needs. They have selected some of her sexual violence hoax facts as the sword, inflicting them on the public and Mr. Depp. So if somebody believes she was sexually assaulted, then that would be a defamatory comment. If she didn't, if they don't believe she was sexually assaulted, and how do you know, then that could be defamatory. Then, you know. So, and this was on Mr. Waldman, who was acting as an agent for Mr. Depp. Now, another statement was, quite simply, this was an ambush, a hoax. They set Mr. Depp up by calling the cops, but the first attempt didn't do the trick. The officers came to the penthouses, thoroughly searched and interviewed, left after seeing no damage to face or property. So Amber and her friends spilled a little wine, roughed up the place, got their story straight under the direction of a lawyer and publicist, and then placed a second call to 911. If that's not true, again, then Ms. Hurd's team could win in terms of defamation. So, you know, this is a, it's, I think what's going to happen is both sides are going to get compensation. I think what's going to happen is they are going to feel that she defamed Johnny Depp to a certain degree. Johnny Depp defamed her to a certain degree, and I think they both might win some damages. The only way it all goes into Johnny Depp's favor is if they don't think one thing she said or brought up as evidence, whether it was the videos, whether it was the calls, whether it was her testimony, was true. That's a tall order. That's a tall order. If just one thing possibly was true, she can get out of the defamation case. I'm still a little mixed on that because I still think you could still be defamatory for part of it. So that's why I think it's going to be kind of a you know, money to both sides. Amber Heard was proven to have lied. You know, Johnny Depp on videos was proven to have a temper. Now, a lot of people have tempers. If somebody in the relationship has a temper, does that mean abuse? So that's what the jury has to decide. According to some very strict definitions, loose definitions maybe not, but strict definitions, it can count. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.